Back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, can you have your dream career and your ideal mate at the same time? Can they coexist, or do you have to choose? My guests are Stacey J. Johnson, relationship expert and author of Date Girl, 143 Reasons Why I Believe Women Should Date Multiple Men, and Ed Woods, entertainment attorney and law professor at the Howard University School of Law. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ed, finish your point, please. Go right ahead.
Okay. So what I was trying to say, and this is, I was changing to more of what we would consider more serious job. So I always use this line that Barack would not be Barack with, if he was with the wrong Michelle. So think about that. Mm-hmm. If, in fact, it was a different Michelle. It could have been Michelle, whoever, but she obviously made sacrifices to accommodate his career. And you got to believe that at some point he's unavailable during that time period in his presidency, that he was unavailable and had to do what he had to do for to fulfill his commitments for the country. So that's a huge sacrifice. But it's something that they were able to work together. But had he been dating the wrong Michelle, it might have not worked.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see what you mean. Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Rufus calling. Where are you calling from, Rufus?
Washington, D.C.
All right, Rufus, I'm doing just fine. What's on your mind?
I agree with what Stacey had made us comment about. It depends on how equally yoked both parties are at, but also emotionally more so than that, and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Because if, like you said, you're talking about the same career, but if neither one of them actually equally evoked emotionally, then that's a problem and everything. Just like Ed said a little while ago, if Barack had married the wrong Michelle, he wouldn't be in the position he would be because it wouldn't be work. But you have to address how emotionally fit each person is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, they both, like you said, one is in marketing, the other one is in whatever, and you had two different lawyers. How emotionally fit do they need to be before they can be emotionally
compatible
job-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like he said, I agree with Ed, the regular guy is not going to have a chance with Beyonce and Rihanna because, one, like you said, they're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
But now the question is, how emotionally fit are they to handle? Because like I said, one person did good.
Yeah.
And the other one was not so successful. They're successful, but they're not, like you said, doing the red carpet.
Okay.
They might be doing a shade of pink.
What's a shade of pink, Rufus? I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, instead of the carpet being red, it's a shade of pink.
A metaphor. Thank you, Rufus. Thank you. I got you. No, there you go.
You have to take consideration. See, y'all talk, like, for instance, a long time ago, people used to compare, and I'm doing history.
Uh-huh.
The
and colors.
They used to compare Heathcliff and Claire Huxtable with Charlie and Company.
Okay.
You had a doctor and a lawyer.
Right.
But you had a city planner and a teacher.
Okay. Well, and like you said, both of them are equally yoked, and I get your point. And I got to tell you, I got to give you a 10 for the pink versus red carpet metaphor. That was on time. Rufus, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Alicia, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Alicia. What's on your mind?
I think that you can have two people who can be together, and you can, as a woman, have a career and a relationship, and those two things can peacefully coexist. It takes a little more effort. As a professional woman, I think a lot of the time we run into situations where there is an impression, I think professional women may have to work at it a little bit harder.
Why do you
say
that?
There's an impression that if you are a career girl, that you believe somehow that the requirements that you would have in a home are not the same as other women. I've got a number of friends that are men who have run into situations where they feel as though that's the impression that is presented to them when they're dealing with career women.
Okay, hold on. Alicia, back up, because I'm not... Make that clear. I'm not sure I understand the point you're making. You said that you have friends that, or you know, men that are running into that. What is that?
They have the impression that if you're working a job, let's say you're a lawyer or a doctor, and you're working 10, 12, 14 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
the things that would be necessary to make the home work, meaning, are you there? Are you going to make dinner? Are you going to spend time? Are you going to create quality time with him? Or do you believe that there isn't a necessity to do those things because you have a career where you're pulling in that salary? I think that a lot of folks run into issues that way or where they feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that for career women, you have to make a conscious decision that you want to have a life that is balanced, where you are going to be present in your home as well as putting in those hours that you would need to put in to be successful on your job. I think that for the career woman, speaking, you know, as one myself, I couldn't deal with the situation that Ed has presented to me. Being a traditional girl, you're going to want to be in a relationship or a marriage where you are supported, and where you feel as though you can be covered, and when you need advice, you can seek that wise advice and counsel from your husband. And I can't get advice from somebody and feel covered by someone who is competing with me. That's not the way that's supposed to work, and that's the recipe to me for disaster.
I completely agree with that. Ed, what do you say?
I think, you know, you find people, many people have relationships where they actually meet on the job. Same job, one gets promoted a little high in rank, or they might be in the military together, and you have, you know, that's just a natural reaction. I mean, some people can say it doesn't, you know, you don't want to be in a relationship that it doesn't exist, but relationships don't normally start that way. They start off and you're in love bliss, and then the reality set in. And then we're not factoring relationships that are not.
And it's one pot of money, and when she wins, you win because the family wins.
Yes, no, but it's not. There's certain parts to relationships, and I believe that there are differences, and it goes on both sides. A lot of times with men, I find it's more ego. But let's take, for example, we're only talking about certain type of relationships right now. But there are a lot of people out there that have no choice but to work the 16-hour shift in order mm-hmm. to put food on the table. So their availability to be at home is not by choice or just happenstance that they can stay home and do the dinners and be there to take care of the homework and whatever, or share those responsibilities, because if they don't eat, there's no lights on.
And I'm going to have to let Alicia go, and I really want Stacy to talk about this. But, I mean, I get that, in the beginning when you marry her straight out of college and it's, you know, ramen noodles flavored with ketchup and iced tea with no sugar. And
that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, but it's good because you got each other. I did it again. But
such a romantic.
Yeah, there's that. But I think the other, but when she becomes, senior vice president of the International Footface Corporation, any man would understand that, no, she can't expect to be there doing the same kinds of... I mean, to me, it's just common sense. I get the whole ego thing, Ed, but I think, at least in my opinion, in my world, I think ego does not trump common sense. Baby, I need you home. Are you kidding? I got a board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. It's going to make a difference between whether or not we're going to do $5 million or $10 million.
But I think also... I would like to interject that it's the way we communicate to each other as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's the finger and the honey, I got this to do and I'm bringing in more than you and so-and-so.
No, and I didn't say that.
Okay, but I'm not saying what you're saying, but I'm saying it's the delivery sometimes that would make the other person go, especially a man, whoa, wait a minute now. And even if he doesn't respond to that, then say, oh, she's getting a little bit too... and it's because of her success. Because we do have men sometimes that would like to believe that the reason I'm acting like this Or, and I don't condone that type of neck rolling in, because I always say, women, you know, when you address your man, you gotta act, you gotta look like a flower. Like, I need you to think that you are speaking to a flower. You're like a flower. So I don't condone that rolling neck and sticking your finger out and talking all that nonsense. But I'm saying that should she address her husband like that, then he's going to say, whoa, it's because now instead of making $100,000, you're making $300,000, and you're doing, which really, it's not that. The act, the behavior, yeah, hold on, yeah, the behavior is what I'm trying to.
How much money you making?
But the behavior was there a long time ago in her. You see what I'm saying? Even at the $100,000, that's why I always say, get to know who you're dating. Get to know who you're dating. Then you'll know who you're marrying. A lot of times we move so far into from dating to now we're married to where then we don't even know the partner. So then we're not paying attention. And I think that honestly, if we go back to dating correctly, then we'll be a lot happier at the end of the day, because we'll know what the heart of the person is we're dealing with.
Alicia, thank you so much for sharing with us. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about your career and your mate. Can you have both, or do you have to choose? And I wanted to go back to, you know, as it relates to the tone, Stacey, in my opinion, money has nothing to do with it.
I agree.
Yeah, if her tone is foul, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter whether she's making more money or not.
But the tone was there before.
Well,
but the man wants to blame the tone on because she's more successful.
No,
oh, okay.
I'm assuming that okay. the tone is not an issue,
mm-hmm.
which goes back to what Ed was saying, you know, when he was talking about ego may have something to do with it. And I think that that's the issue with the man. But if her tone has not changed, she still remains pleasant. It's just that, you know, she's bringing home a check with more zeros.
Got it.
Is that a competition issue, Ed?
Well, I don't necessarily see, and when I'm speaking, I'm not necessarily, I can give, you know, my personal experience, but I'm speaking
sure.
from
go ahead.
All these, but I'm also speaking from various relationships and people I know,
mm-hmm.
And the experiences I've learned over, you know, the many years that I've been around. I'm just saying that there are factors that come in that people don't like to recognize that exist, and they don't want to see it that way. First of all, people are always changing. What you were at 30, you're different at 45. You're different at 55. You get life experience that changes your thought process, because life is a roller coaster. It's up and downs. It's not a straight street. So I just want to make clear that there are people, when you're in relationships and you start to, there's certain things that you might have done in the past, you want to change. So now all of a sudden, your girlfriends have become successful. They're doing certain things you want to do, and they're traveling the world or whatever. They probably, their kids are maybe grown now, and they're out of the house. You're still dealing with a youngster and having to deal with those issues, but your husband's not available because he's on the road. Those things start to wear and tear on a relationship. Now, I do agree that the relationship, it starts, if you really know the person you're with, you kind of know what you're getting from the door, mm-hmm. and I think that really starts in the beginning. So there's not that much that sways from a personality. People don't really change that much. But I do believe that people are different. Everybody's different. There's so many competing factors that pushes people in different directions. That's all.
I agree.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about, under those circumstances, what do you do? How do you know what kind of decisions you need to make to adjust to the roller coaster so that you don't need a barf bag before you get off the roller coaster? We'll be back in just a moment. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ideal career, ideal mate. Can both come in the same basket, or do you have to choose? We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about dream career or ideal mate. Can they coexist? Let me go back to the question that I was asking before. So, and you can, you know, Ed, if you don't mind, I know you were talking about your own personal experiences. Obviously, you had to make a shift, or I should say you and your wife had to make a shift after both of you shifting career-wise. Was there a seminal moment when you two, you know, kind of, you know, looked at each other and said, hold up?
I guess what changed it for me was probably my son. It became more important to me to spend as much time with him as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think was a saving grace, because when, you know, any other time I would have been traveling the world. If I got an artist that was on tour and they were going all around the world, I just hop and go because we can see each other when we see each other. But at the end of the day, there was great results from that. We were fine with that, because sometimes some space is very healthy for a relationship. I mean, you know, especially in a marriage, and people think that you have to be around each other 100% of the time. You actually get along a lot better with a little break here and there, 3 weeks here, and come home is super, you know, everything is great. But I mean, when you have a child and you want to be there and see those formative years, it actually kind of worked out perfectly. Where, you know, as much as I can get home, I want to be home. She's the same way, but, you know, with a restaurant, you don't have the luxury of doing that, especially when you open a restaurant and it takes off and becomes one of the most popular spots in New York City. And you open another one within a year. So it's like, you know, it's a different thing. But for me, it was easy. It's an easier transition. I think having a child helped with that.
But see, my question was about you two specifically. So you're... And I'm not sure I understand, because you said your son made the difference in the marriage?
Well, it made the difference in being able to not travel, because I didn't want to travel. You know,
because of your son, not your wife, because of your son.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It's just that I just wanted to spend more time. So I specifically had a life-changing event that prevented me from traveling. Now I'm back to where, at the age, I'm on the move again. So it's like, you know, we're constantly crossing each other in paths. But, you know, there are times where we're settled down, and then there's other times where it might be a month where it's very, you know, it's very hot, kind of like hostile. We're going back and forth, not hostile in a negative way, but it's just a volatile thing. You're jumping up and around, and you're moving. You don't know when you're going to get a phone call. You got to be in L.A. And I think a lot of people go through that depending on careers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people have to shoot to Beijing at a drop's notice, and they're in China. And they're gone for 3 weeks, but they have a child at home, and their wife is actually doing a whole nother job where she has to be in the office in a law firm till 11, 12 o'clock every night. So the nanny steps in and is doing a lot of the work to cover it. But those are the things, if you want to provide for your family, and those are the choices that you make, that's what you do.
I totally agree with you. Let me bring this up. Why is it usually in the world that we live in that it's the woman that needs to, I know that's not what you're saying your situation is, Ed, but why is it the woman? You know, if the man is successful, the woman is like, okay, so this is what you need to do. I've seen that happen in relationships with...
Okay, say that again now.
Men tend to ask, well, I'm doing this. I have to be away. I have to travel. I have to be in Beijing on a drop of a dime. But not saying it's you, Ed, but I have heard some instances where the man will go, and because I have to do this, I need you at home more to be with the kid. Even if she is an attorney and she has to work 16 hours, some type of way, there's been a shift. You see what I'm saying, Ed? And
I totally agree with that, but to be honest with you, the shift is going the other way. I find more women are in those positions of power now. If you look at the various CEOs of these companies, they're in those positions now where they're the ones that are out. Like, a lot of my friends, their wives are making a ton more money on the corporate side. And if you look at the spectrum of millennials, or the 80 million millennials that are out there right now, the shift on where they're looking to pull from, especially with African-American women, they're getting paid higher jobs. They're looking for them more in those positions. They're the ones that are out there, and the guys are at home.
And then how are men dealing with that?
Let me say this. I must be missing something here, because I'm listening to both of you, and no one has said anything about the relationship. No one has said anything about love. No one has said anything about the interpersonal interaction. Both of you all are talking about money and career. And I think, and which is fine if that's the choice that you make, but then that answers the question, do you choose? And it just seems to me, you know, that, you know, both of you are like, hey, career, because, you know, I can get another one. Or, like you said, Ed, it took your son to bring you home, but not your wife.
Oh no.
Well, that's the way it sounded. You said your son. You had this life changing whatever, and your son is the blah blah blah. You and your wife, to me, at least in this conversation, seems like an abstract.
No, don't get me wrong, because you're gonna get me killed at home.
Okay, good. And maybe that'll be a conversation.
Let me say this. Relationships can be intact from love side, romantic side. But, you know, anyone will attest to the fact that the financial side of relationships is usually the condition that causes a lot of rifts between relationships. But I believe at the end of the day that if you have a partner that you genuinely have in love with and you're with them, but there are the factors that come in, they're just part of life. Mm-hmm. And when you're married, it becomes that way. I mean, you know, out of the dating stages, I know people walk around thinking, everybody's, you know, happy and you're watching, it's like the Brady Bunch and everybody's kissing and hugging and whatever all the time. But there's just a reality to it. You know, there's a part of that is fine, but there's a part of it that, listen, we got tuition, bills, whatever. And it's just a reality of it. If we want to talk about, you know, yeah, do we go to the movies? Do we go to dinner? Yes. Do we travel? Do we take trips? Absolutely. But it becomes far and few between when you only have so many hours in a day.
I think the love, and I agree with you. I think the love, Harold, is there. I just believe that with some people, it's the career and it's love. That's why you have to be yoked with someone. Like, for instance, you are a romantic. I could tell that my lifestyle and how I'm in L.A. 2 weeks and then I'm in Atlanta and then I'm back in D.C. That could literally drive some men crazy. But that's why you have to be equally yoked with someone who believes that the love can exist, but I don't have to be. And he believes as well that you don't have to be in my face for the love to exist. I got your back. You got my back. If you ever need something, you better call me, because all of the Beijing will stop and all of the L.A. will stop. And I think that that's where the love is for really ambitious people who are on the road a lot. That's why you have to be yoked with the right person. If you're not yoked with the right person, then women, first of all, going to start saying, well, maybe I should be home. And then men are going to start feeling bad. That's just a whole bunch of conundrums.
Title for the next book, Love on Drive-By.
Hold on now. You might be on or something.
Yeah. So in hindsight, I think, you know, how do you know, Ed, when you need to sit down and say to, you know, your wife, or in your opinion, too, or even generally speaking, you know, how do we know when we need to sit down and say to our mates that Beijing will be there? That, oh, yeah, there's going to be another Grammys next year, or another NAACP, you know, Image Award next year.
Yeah, I think what happens is, you know, when you're married to somebody from a long period of time, you kind of know the temperature, and you know when it's becoming a frustrating moment. And then there's also a side of burnout, that you don't want to be on the road and you just really want to be home with your wife and your kids. But I think you can tell when one side or the other is getting frustrated, and it doesn't need to be talked about. It's evident in the way you start to deal with one another. And sometimes, you know, you need to pull back and say, okay, I need to basically spend some more time at home. Maybe I shouldn't take this trip. And you kind of make those decisions. But also, I think it's about trying to keep an open line of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it comes down to. People have to, because it comes down to a friendship. And if you have a core friendship with someone that's above and beyond anything else, when everything else and nobody else is there and the lights are off and it's the cameras are gone and everything,
yes.
How do you two people actually get along and, you know, you sincerely care about one another? And Those are the things that I think pull people together, and I think that's what you have to do.
And that goes back to dating. You got to date right, ladies. Like, you have to date right. You have to give, and Ed, you said something key. You have to give the friendship time to build. You have to, because if not, first of all, men are not going to regard it as anything special until it grows into, like Ed said, some type of friendship. It has to. We jumping in the bed too quick, and I know that's a whole nother story, but I'm all about dating. We're jumping in the bed too quick with these men before they are deserving of us, before. And men don't do it. Men will jump in the bed with you. Yes, they will. But they have their mind together. Women jump in the bed with you and their mind's all messed up from the bed. You see what I'm saying? We're reacting on what happened in the bed. If you
say that
again, Ed.
You can jump in the bed, just don't marry them. I mean, that's not the end-all, be-all to whatever. See, I got a different approach to that. Men and women should treat life the same. But if you want to sleep with someone, doesn't mean at the end of the day when you sleep with them, then that necessary cements that we should go off and get married.
No, I agree with you, but 9 times out of 10, the women emotionally are connected. I'm not talking about Amber Rose, who doesn't even know how many men she has been with. I'm not talking about any of the, and she says that. That's not anything, that's what she said. I don't know how many men I've been with, she said. But I'm talking about generally women. When we allow a man to enter us, there is an emotional connection. And I'm saying that women, if you know that's who you are, don't make that choice thinking that it's going to be different with him. Become friends. I agree with you, Ed. Friendship is everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. I think that's a good place to end this conversation. Stacey J. Johnson, Ed Woods, thank you so much. Ed, if you have any problems with the missus tonight, tell her just to call me and just blame me. She can call me. I'll apologize for you, brother, okay? Because I want you to stay, you know, happy, or you may end up living in Beijing permanently.
I'll be moving to D.C.
Right? Yeah, there you go. Thank you so much. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, February 10th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler, and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful